रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 46, द स्लेइंग ऑफ द फाइव जनरल्स. रावणा लिसेंड टू द न्यूज ऑफ द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द सन्स ऑफ द मिनिस्टर्स बाय आंजनेय. He carefully kept within himself his growing fear of Maruti, whom he regarded so lightly as an ordinary monkey. Yet he did not lose heart, but devised other plans. Virupaksh, Yupaksh, Durdhara, Pragasa, and Bhasakarna were five of his generals and the best. He sent for them and laid his command on them to bring him alive, the troublesome monkey. Mighty warriors were they and war-worn veterans. Their speed and onrush in battle was something like that of the Lord of Air. And to them did Ravana address himself. Leaders of my hosts, take with you countless regiments, man, horse, elephants and chariot. Deal with that monkey even as I tell you. Draw near him very, very cautiously. Put a stop to the pranks of the creature whose acts are not innocent but play some time. I have bestowed careful thought on him and his methods, and I decide that it is no monkey at all. Indra or some other enemy of mine has created this being of frightful valor to do evil to us. Time and oft we have put to rout the embattled hosts of Nagas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Devas, Asuras and Maharishis. So it is no wonder that they lie in wait to do us harm. Manage somehow to bring me the monkey alive. Be not guilty of the mistake of slighting that monkey as an ordinary being, for its intelligence and valor is simply boundless. Full well do I know Vali, Sugriv, Jambavan, the mighty Nila, and Dvida, and countless other monkeys of renown. Verily they are valiant heroes, but their course, their luster, their valor, intelligence, spirit, perseverance, and enthusiasm were never like this. This huge creature can take forms it will. Now I know not that Indra, the Devas, the Asuras, men, and all these creatures in the three worlds may blend themselves together against you, but to be consumed with the flames of your wrath. However, victory and defeat is often uncertain, and he who sets his heart upon worsting his foes in battle should ground himself well in the science of polity and guard himself most carefully. Those Rakshasa heroes, blazing like fire in their luster, laid their king's commands to their hearts, and they started to the Ashoka Grove, armed to the teeth with frightful weapons, followed by cars, huge elephants, and horses fleet as wind. They caught sight of Anjaneya as he sat over the gate, crowned like the rising sun with a halo of his luster. He had yet to meet his equal in strength, speed, stature, intelligence, spirit, or enthusiasm. The Rakshasas sprang at him from all sides, their frightful weapons raised aloft to strike. Durdhara hit him on the head with five arrows, bright as a black lily. They were wrought of iron, frightful, green of hue, and meant to drive the hearts of the foes. Maruti roared so that the quarters shrieked back in affright and sprang up in the air. Then Durdhara poured at him ceaseless torrent of arrows from where he sat in his car. Like unto a strong wind scattering rain clouds at the end of winter, Maruti stopped the course and the speed of Durdhara. Then he noted that the Rakshasa gave him too much trouble. He grew and grew with a lightning speed and crashed down from untold height upon his car, even as an army of thunderbolts crashed down upon a huge mountain. It was reduced to powder, yoke, axle and all. The eight horses were crushed to death, and Durdhara lay by their side on the earth, a frightful corpse. Thereat, Yupaksha and Virupaksha, who were strangers to defeat, were beside themselves with wrath and sprang at Maruti, striking his broad chest with huge iron pestles. Anjaneya, like unto the Lord Garuda in valor, stopped them on the way. He jumped down to the earth and, uprooting a huge tree, struck to death the two Rakshasa heroes. Then Pragasa with a huge broad sword and Bhasakarna with a sharp trident rushed at Maruti and gave him battle. His body was hit all over by the weapons. His tawny hair was clotted all over with his blood, and he shone in his growing wrath like the morning sun. Then he lightly tore up a mountain peak with its trees and beasts and birds, and battered to death the two generals and their followers. He dashed horses against horses, elephants against elephants, soldiers against soldiers, cars against cars, and made short work of the vast army, even as Indra deals destruction to the Asuras. That battlefield was rendered impassable by crushed elephants, horses and rakshasas, and by broken cars. Thus did Marathi deal death to the five generals and their countless armies. Then he breathed himself for a space as he took his seat over the gate, awaiting further foes, like unto the god of death on the day of doom. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahni Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.